This is just outright stupidity here. This is just, I'm walking around living my life trying to find something to anger me. I want to be woke. I'm black. I'm a social justice warrior. And I want to find something that's going to make me mad. Oh, there's a picture of coal miners with coal dust on their face. I feel like that's blackface. White guys put it up on the wall. Those white guys are racist. They didn't want me to come in here. I feel uncomfortable. And the Arizona Republic gives them the heft, gives this lunatic who has no vested interest in the outcome of this. Is he going to be accountable for this? Is he going to be accountable? He's trying to slander this restaurant and making an apology and then being surrounded by a bunch of woke social justice warriors. They're going to be out there chanting and screaming at anyone that dares to go inside to eat. Viewers, here, this is what he wrote in part. Viewers cannot determine the intention. As a matter of fact, I think we need some background music for this. Rashad Thomas. The man that Rod Dreher says is a certifiable idiot. I say certifiable nutbag loser. You know, is there a psychiatric condition under which people suffer where they walk around looking for reasons to become angry? If there is such a condition, this guy has it. Wait a minute. I know what that condition is called. It's called Democratitis. Yeah, I'm not coming into work today. Why not? I'm sick. Should we pray for you? Well, I mean, you could. Well, like, what's wrong with you? What do you have? It's an acute case of Democratitis. Wow, that sounds serious. Oh, it's serious, all right. Democratitis. I'm not far off the mark, though, am I? Boy, and just wait, folks. I keep waiting for Ocasio-Cortez to announce that she's going to run for president. Mayor Church, she's not old enough. I know that. Oh, by the by, before I get into this, I meant to do this news story 3 days ago when someone sent it to me, and I didn't. You know that Senator Kamala Harris chick? The one that's running from California for the presidency she announced the other day? Kamala Harris is not eligible for the presidency. She is not a natural-born citizen in the almost the exact identical way in which Ted Cruz is not eligible and wasn't. And if you're wondering, Mitter Church, I love Ted Cruz. You leave him alone. You may love him all you want, but he's not eligible. He's not a natural born citizen. Now, look, I said this 100,000 times when Professor Hare, Dr. Kevin Gutzman and I talked about this. I am perfectly happy if you guys want to pass, the Congress wants to pass and then send to the state for ratification a new definition of natural-born citizen that incorporates the not natural-born citizen definition that everyone, smart alecks on the internet, want to use. Hey, man, send it out there. Let the states ratify it if the union survives new Tenochtitlan. And if the union does survive and is ratified, well, okay, well, then that's the definition of natural-born citizen. Currently, Kamala Harris is not a natural-born citizen. I can't wait for someone to ask her this question. As a matter of fact, somebody did ask her the question. She said, I'm going to refer you to my campaign staff. You need to contact my campaign. They have all the documentation. There is no documentation. Her mother was, I believe, a Hindu or an Indian, and her father was a Jamaican. I think it's Jamaican. At the